At only 10 years of age, our guest has been in commercials, television, and film. Lindsay Lamer joins us in the studio right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hi, guys. Hi, AfterBuzzers. You're watching Mini Spotlight, where we highlight rising stars in music, TV, and film. I'm your host, Amy Cassandra Martinez, and you can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. And I am joined by the lovely Lindsay Lamer. Welcome to AfterBuzz Studios. Crowd goes wild.
Thanks.
You like that?
Yeah.
Now, before we get started, can you just tell everyone where they can find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and I have a YouTube channel with 15 of my commercials.
Which, guys, they're super cool. So, for Instagram, for sure, that's Lindsay Lamer Official, and you can go from there. As you heard, she's everywhere. It's really hard to not find you. But yeah, oh my gosh, your commercials, we were talking about this before we went on, they're so, so cool. You have a commercial reel. And now, I talked about it earlier. So you've done commercials.
Yep.
You've done scripted TV. You've done film. There's also something else that I saw. You've done late night stuff with Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
You were Sarah Palin. How crazy is that? Now, okay, we'll start with commercials. How did you even, decide this is what you wanted to do?
Well, when I was little, my sister was in musical theater, and I watched her perform, and I said I wanted to do that, so that really inspired me.
That's so sweet. And now you're doing really cool commercials. So, okay, so to name a few, guys, because they're a lot, we've got McDonald's. That's why I needed my notes, really. This is because your list is so long. Okay, McDonald's, Home Depot, AT&T, Nesquik, Fruit of the Loom, Sonic, Honda. There's also Hyundai. Hyundai.
Yeah.
That's at least 8. There are more. There are way more. What is that experience like to be on a commercial set and to see yourself on TV multiple times?
It is really fun because I know the experience will be really cool because everyone's so nice and helpful throughout the directions, and it's been really fun.
Now, I know, you're still in school,
yep.
But when you're on set and you're not doing school-related things, what do you like to do?
Well, my teacher does send homework for me to do on set so I can catch up.
Oh, my gosh.
But I do get breaks once in a while to have fun on set and do the shooting.
Uh-huh.
And it's really fun to do that because I have friends to help me out.
Well, and speaking of friends, so you were also, no big deal, guys, on Girl Meets World. What? That's crazy. And now, correct me if I'm wrong, you were, acting right alongside your best friend, Ivy. Is that correct? What was that like?
She's really nice, and her character is like Maya's friend, but as younger. And she comes in through the bay window. And
just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen Girl Meets World, you're missing out. Which brings me to another point. Did you see Boy Meets World to prepare for Girl Meets World?
No. I just read my script and prepared.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so good. You'll get to it and you'll see just how wonderful it is because then it goes from when they're kids to like in middle school, then in high school, then in college. You've heard about it. It's really cool. And what was it like, because these people, they come, like Ben Savage, Daniel Fishel, they come from being in your spot, acting as children, and now look at where they are now. What were they like to work with?
Ben Savage was really funny, and I, for a few seasons, episodes, I got to see the high school set, and I was sitting at one of the desks, and it was really fun.
Oh my god, it was like you were in high school.
Yeah.
Now, I know that your birthday is right around the corner. You're going to be 11.
Yep.
What are your hopes for this coming year?
Well, I just want to have fun with my friends, and since we're going to Great Wolf Lodge, we're going to have so much fun and go down the water slides together.
Oh my gosh. Well, hey, if you need an extra person to have fun with, I'm your girl. But now we're going to move on to film. So, we've actually met before, guys. You didn't know this, but I was on the red carpet and I interviewed you for Broken Memories. Can you expand a little bit on your role in that movie?
Well, I play Emmy, Jasper's caregiver daughter, Maggie, and it's been really fun because Jasper is really nice, and I look up to him like a great grandpa.
Yeah, and that must have been wonderful. The premiere for it was actually a few weeks before Rance Howard's passing, so it was just wonderful to see everyone there. The camaraderie between all of you guys, it was just like a giant family, and everything was so like packed, and it was just nice and cozy. And yeah, I mean, like, what's your favorite memory of working on that set?
Well, my favorite memory was working with Rance and everyone else, Cassie Cruz and Michael Worth, because they've been helpful working with me throughout the directions. And yeah, Rance was really nice.
And that's just like a once in a lifetime experience that I'm sure you'll cherish forever. Now, something like, I feel we could talk about your career for a very, very long time and your only time, which is crazy to me. But next, you have something that you just finished. You just wrapped on. Can you share what you
did? Well, I just wrapped a feature film with Jordana Brewster, who played my mom, and it was really fun because there's a lot of rain effects in that film. Ooh. There's a lot of
really effects. Cool stuff. Yeah,
like we had to sit by the fire, power outage, plane crash.
What? Plane crash? What? Oh my gosh, no spoilers. But that's really exciting. What is it? I keep saying, what is it like? Because I just want to know what your life is like, pretty much. But when you see these, I think they're called special effects.
Yeah.
What do you see that you didn't realize happened behind the scenes before?
I see this really cool makeup on the people because it really looks realistic that they got hurt.
That's right. You got hurt right here. I saw it on your Instagram. Mm-hmm. I know, and that looks so good. How long did that take?
It probably took about like 35 minutes to get everything right and make sure it like won't fall off.
That's important.
Yeah.
That's very important. Now, I have a few questions for you because, you know, there are plenty of people watching and they're looking for advice. So you've, again, guys, we're going to touch on it. You've worked in commercials.
Yep.
You've worked in scripted TV. You've worked in late night stuff on TV, and you've done films. What's your biggest piece of advice for people that want to be in this industry?
My pieces of advice is to always have fun and just stay focused and have fun. Mostly have fun with the people around you.
I love that. I love that. Keep that in mind, too. I mean, I think we all get stressed pretty easily sometimes, so it's important to have fun. I like that. Okay, next question. So out of all the different things that you've done, what was the most exciting? I know it's hard to pick.
Yeah, because I've done a lot of fun stuff, but my most favorite part was probably working on Girl Meets World, because I got to pretend to be young Riley, and we had to take a picture of me hugging Maya, and Maya looking off, and there's a picture of the adult, the teenager, and then the kid, me and Ivy George.
I love that. That's so sweet. Now, what are your goals, just in general? I mean, you're only 10, so let's say by the time you're 20, what do you hope to be doing?
Well, my favorite movie is Descendants, so I'm hoping one of my goals is to work on the new Descendants movie.
That sounds cool to me. And you said it here. It's recorded. It's going to be saved forever. And so when you're 20, you're going to see this and be like, oh, guess what? I just did it. How cool. That's awesome. Thank you so much for talking to us. Wow. I am so excited to see more of your commercials. Definitely subscribe to her YouTube channel. Follow you on Twitter, on Instagram
and Facebook.
All of those. But for sure, on Instagram, it's Lindsay Lamer Official.
Yes.
Correct? Okay. Official. Because she's official. And we officially did this. I officially interviewed you again. Thank you so much. I had
You're
so
welcome.
Much fun. So make sure you guys follow her everywhere. At only 10 years old, guys. Look at how much she's doing. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I will see you guys next time. Again, I'm your host, Amy Cassandra Martinez, and you can find me on all social media at Amy Cassandra MTZ. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
Bye.